This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Jill Ajak, General Manager for the Saturn Division at General Motors. Last week, of course, on the program, we talked to you about how Chrysler and General Motors submitted viability plans to the government as they requested billions more in taxpayer dollars to keep their operations afloat. And Jill joins me now to talk about the fact that the business plan for General Motors calls for the spinoff of Saturn. And Jill, thanks so much for being with us.
Great being with you, Greg. Thanks for having me.
What is the idea behind that? Is it simply a cost-effective measure, or is there a strategic idea behind that as well?
Well, certainly strategic from the Saturn standpoint. You know, Greg, that we started in the marketplace, as most people do, as a different kind of car company, and it's really putting Saturn in a position to return to its roots in many ways and look at a spinoff out of General Motors. So a great move for the Saturn brand and a good move for General Motors as it continues to focus on what it can afford in the future.
Is it simply a matter of a different structure, or will it be a completely separate entity?
This will be a completely separate entity, and that will call for a separate business structure, obviously. But make no mistake, one thing that won't change is Saturn will continue to be Saturn. We'll continue to do what Saturn does best. We'll make sure and continue, like we always do, to continue to focus on great guest experience, which, as you know, we have continued to lead the industry in. And I think you're also well aware, Greg, that we have currently a brand new family of products in our retail facilities. Very fuel efficient. We've got hybrid technology, and we get the good fortune to focus on being Saturn today. And then we'll just have a small group of us working on then the business structure that will take us into the next decade.
Sales, obviously, in the most recent reports have been disappointing across the board in the industry. But within General Motors, how have the Saturn sales rates fared over the past few months?
We have continued fare very well, given, and to your point, the industry certainly is down. Every auto manufacturer, any brand, is feeling the effect of that, and we've certainly bucked the trend. Our numbers are faring better than where the industry is down significantly, and we're faring better than that and bucking that trend.
So in the months and weeks and years ahead here, as Saturn becomes an independent entity, what will distinguish you from the rest of your competitors?
Well, we're certainly going to, again, continue to focus on what made us successful in our past 20 years in the marketplace, and that is outstanding guest treatment in our retail facilities. We'll complement that with award-winning product portfolio, and that will be made up of vehicles that are very affordable and very safe in the marketplace. And we want to continue to be the most convenient brand for the consumer, which we have also earned a reputation on over time. When you come into a Saturn facility, the process is very easy, as it should be, and it's really great when a brand can achieve that position in the marketplace of a brand that you trust. And we've done that because of the way we treat people in our retail facilities.
Now, General Motors is asking for an additional nearly $17 billion, I believe it's $16.6 billion, for continuing operations. Given the fact that Saturn will be spinning off from General Motors, does that mean your division is solvent enough to continue on its own, or will some of that money be needed in your area?
The money that is requested in the viability plan is more near term. We, of course, have a award-winning product portfolio in our facilities today, and I think that, as you know from the announcements that have been made, our products sourced from General Motors take us into calendar year 2012, and then, again, what we'll be working on is our product source beyond that. So near term, we're part of the GM family. What we're working on is next decade of business structure.
Jill, I know that you've been with Saturn from the get-go, and I know for over 10 years, or just about 10 years now, you've been the general manager for Saturn. What lessons do you believe are most important to learn from your decades now in the industry in terms of moving forward with a competitive and successful and popular vehicle line?
Well, I think you, and it's, I think, what most brands face in the marketplace. One of the things that has really diversified and has splintered over the years is the various marketing mediums that you reach people. It used to be that it was TV advertising or radio advertising or newspaper, for example. There's different ways to reach people today, and you've really got to make sure as you spend your marketing dollars that you're reaching people in a way that connects with them, connects with them emotionally for the product and for the brand. And there's a real art to doing that. I think it's probably any company's or any brand's biggest issue to work through today is reaching that consumer in a way that the message doesn't get lost in the marketplace, because there are a lot of competitors in the marketplace.
So what's the timetable here, Jill, for the spinoff to happen, and can you do it unilaterally, or do you need the government to basically like your viability plan from the whole General Motors perspective?
Well, certainly the decision has been made on what we'll be doing going forward. That has already been announced, and that's what we're here talking about. And we're off and working very hard to make this happen. And again, we've got great products that will take us into calendar year, sourced from General Motors through 2012. And again, we're focused on the next decade. So we've got certainly time on our side. And we'll be working through that over the course of the next several months.
And Jill, it's going to be a difficult, but I think a challenging time for you as well. But we look forward to talking to you as you go through it. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. I think it's a very exciting time, Greg. This is a real opportunity, and it's probably why so many of our retailers, and probably why we've had all of the owners that have communicated with us and have given us feedback back for really going back to our roots as a different kind of car company.
Jill Lajack is the general manager for the Saturn division. This is Dateline Washington.